Torah and the Gimel and Aleph Rashi B'tzarachim Kanoi. Some more. Rabbi Yisrael said this halacha that you can only move a kli for the purpose of a davar hanitzol. Some more says with all these questions we had before, you're moving it to take care of the korah, take care of the nitzotzes. You're moving it to take care of something, but it's not movable, which is a muksa. The more answers B'tzarachim Kanoi is a Rashi. You need to use the place where the kli is. Once you're allowed to move it, then you can move it wherever you want. Once you have it in your hand, you can move wherever you want. So Mor says, you move the chasis bos a kli. You move the egg with least time pitz luchas. So you can't do that. You don't use the egg to cover the pitz luchas. You cannot do that, but you can put a kli on top of the egg that it shouldn't break. Circle come. Then it brought person machzelis, agabi avonim. If neagasham, you're allowed to protect the stones with this mat from the rain. Shleimerchu, that the stone shouldn't dissolve. Ilo yikablu seed meachas shriyus b'mayim. Or we're concerned that if you want to put some type of a whitewash on the seed, is a lime on, it won't absorb the seed because it's too wet. So you want to keep it dry. Because all this Rosh and Chad, so he said the Rosh basic kisei, one end is sharp, Rios lekinuach, so it can be used to scrape, with the habitat renitl. So that's something which is now, Chazal allowed you to move those stones, use those stones. So now you're moving it to, for those stones, that's mutter. So Maras Akash, from the case of the bricks, Maras said that they were usable, the Mizka, the Shoyan, to support on. That Haseba was Mizga, which is a combination of sitting and a combination of leaning. Okay. That's interesting, Rashi, just in regards to how we picture their Haseba. We picture them on these couches all the way lying down. Rashi seems to say not like that. Okay. So the Gemara, Toshma, three lines on the bottom. Person, Machzelus, Lagabi, Kiveris, Devarim, allowed to spread out a mat over a beehive, the Shabbos, and the sun, in the Shabbos, Bechama, Neachama, in the summertime, we're concerned about the heat affecting the bees, you're allowed to protect them with this mat. Veshamim, Neachshamim, in the wintertime, you're allowed to cover them, in the rainy season, you're allowed to cover them because of the rain. As long as you don't have intent to catch the bees. That's the price. Now, the Kavana issue the Mora is going to talk about. But meanwhile, the Mora is talking about this halacha of you're moving the Machzelis for the purpose of the bees. So you're moving it for something which is not, which is Muksa. So Mora is talking about Skinan, the Ika Dabash. No, you're moving it to protect the honey, and the honey is not Muksa. That makes sense when the price says in the Mesachama in the summertime, because that's when the Dabash was being produced. In the time of the Kshamim, when there's no Dabash, what are you going to answer that? There's no Dabash. So they would, even if they would clean out all of the Dabash, they would leave over two combs worth of honey, which they would keep to maintain the beehive over the winter. So there's two challahs are of Dabash, even in the winter. Versus the Homuxus Nino. Those are normally set aside for the usage of the bees. And so again, so you have no intent to use them for the human being. You designate them for the purpose of the bees, so they're still muksa, and you're still moving some for the purpose of muksa. More answers the chashav alay that he had intent to use them. He changed his mind and said, you know what, it's worth it for him to do, take the honey, and he'll deal with the how to feed the bees in another way. So now there's no muksa here, or there is a non muksa here. So more answers the kasha. I mean, you're seeing in the case, haloi choshev alayu. But had he not had intent, my, what are you going to tell me? You tell me it's aser, like according to Yitzchak would be aser. Yehachi, if that's true, then it's osur. If the Bryce is trying to find the case where it's prohibited, that instead of saying you don't know how to do it, as long as you don't have kavanah for to do seder, you should tell me different. Listen, you should discuss an internal. Where it means you bring in an outside issue. There is regards to law, you're allowed to cover it. But remember, there's another issue called seder. Within the issue itself, it's a problem. You're allowed to cover it, but depending on whether this mukhs or not. Listen to the Elizabeth Dahl, we should differentiate in it itself. And we should say, if what you're saying is true, the Braisa should differentiate between whether he had intent to use the honey or not. Mor says, you're right, but the Braisa felt it was more important right now to focus in on this concern of Kavana to do Tzedin. Okay. Brother Mark Asher, money. Who is the town of this Braisa? Who are the choices? The choices are either of Shimon or of Yehuda. According to Shimon, Tavashin, Enim is Kavan is Mutter. Something which you have no intent for is Mutter. According to Yehuda, it's awesome. According to Shimon, there's no problem of Muksa. According to Yehuda, there's a problem of Muksa. Irib Shimon, Irib Shimon, so less lay Muksa, less than hold of Muksa. So according to Shimon, even without having Machshavah beforehand, you can change your mind and say you want to think about it now, and want it now, and be also be Mutter. So the last part of the Braisa makes sense. As long as you don't have Kavala, you're okay. Tavashayim is Kabin is Mutter. But on the other hand, the first part which says that there's a problem, there's the way we're learning right now, that there's a potential problem of Muksa, doesn't seem to fit with the Rishim and Shita. Ella what? So you tell me, no, it's Rabbi Yehuda. You're Rabbi Yehuda.
Even Rishim, we gave the tariffs and everything. Why not go back to just saying, I mean, if it's Rabbi Shimon, you don't even have to come up to the answers about, you know, Shisha.
Right, because I mean, you are, the Rashi Lenten Morskash is, you wish to tell me that Pshat and the Brice is Chishav Alein. If you learn the Brice of Shimon, why would you say that? Yalamah, you learn the Brice of Yehuda, so how do you understand the last din of Rashi Yiskab and Latsu? I don't know, in other words, the Gemara is sort of like asking on the Gemara. Excuse me. Or as Ear of Yehuda. So the mukhs is in play, is a problem. So that's why you said you have to come on beforehand. Okay, I understand that. The kilo miskaven, my havi. What does it help if he doesn't have kavana? Ha, davar shem miskaven osir, according to Yehuda, davar shem miskaven is osir. So not having kavana doesn't help. Some more answers, one shot. Let them be Yehuda. We're understanding the Brises of Yehuda. That's why we felt the need to tell you that he had Machshav. And what does it mean? Umay ubavashal yiskam alatsu. Shal yasenek him asura. Delishmak lehu ravcha kehechad ol alitsu memela. It doesn't mean, the issue here is not intent. The issue is actual, in a question of action. You should do it in such a way that you will not capture them. You shouldn't cover it all the way.
I understand why. I mean, I was expecting the answer is going to be, well, Rav Shimon really does hold of, you know, Muksa. That's not accurate to say he has no Muksa. But even according to Rav Shimon, wouldn't this be a, you know, an issue where, there are issues of Muksa.
So even kind of Shimon also Muksumach was Chasar and Kiss, he holds it. Shimon agrees to Muksumach because of Chasar and Kiss. So the Toshi shut him on the side, you look on the left over there. In the Moras Akasha, it's according to Shimon, it doesn't hold a Muksa. See, he right away points out that there wasn't an issue of, there's enough Chalas there that it wasn't Muksumach because of Chasar and Kiss. Beruch Hanami, the Mora could have answered that. Okay. Okay. So the Brisa says that you have to be careful you have to not intend to cover it totally. So you have to be careful not to cover it totally. That's what I said. The word lo yiskaven doesn't mean this over here isn't intent. It means action due to intent. It means action. Don't cover it totally. This raises the question. So what's the chiddush? You can't. Don't do tzeda. If you're Yehuda talking, says, well, don't do tzeda. Of course, you can't do tzeda. So we have this more asses kashin beya. The more it goes to the same conversation with Rebbe, and the more says that since it wasn't normal to trap, well, ain bemino nitzid, you didn't capture bees, it wasn't something which they were trapping. So I might have thought that since ain bemino nitzid, there's no way to the raisa involved in its seder. As long as you didn't intend to answer that purpose, it would be a it says kmashal even, so it's a lawsuit. You know, there's no ain bemino nitzid. Ravashi Omar. Ravashi goes back and says, let's start over again on the price. He wants to answer the price differently. That the territory was there is the Vash. It's more than 1 second, but it doesn't help you in the Masuk Shaman. Some more got involved in that there was Chalas and the Chalas and Muksa, a whole issue. Ravashi says, Mikitani b'gemosacham u'b'gemosacham didn't say in the summer months, the winter months, the summer days, the winter days. It says, v'cham v'ne'acham. V'v'sham v'ne'acham v'ktani. Says, you're covering it due to the rain and due to the sun. So, but why do you assume that? Because in the winter, basically, you used to have rain. In the summer, you basically used to have sun. So, what did it mean? The Dabash is already there in this time, and the Dabash remains there even in Tishrei time. And those are months where there is Chama and there is Kshamim also, and that's what the Braisa meant. Okay. Let's see, Rashi. Top of the page. The Dabash, don't bring it to the Dabash, which is something which is not Muksa. It's combs and combs of this. The containers, the honeycombs of tzipichas dvash v'shaiva, the beeswax and the. I'm not sure what tzipichas means over here. I'm sure tzipichas means b'chlal, but that's. Because when there's some, when you take the combs out, menichen ba, even. You would leave back in the kaveris shtayim two honeycombs. She isparnasu mehem ad dvarim kol yemasuk sham. You leave two chalas in of the dvash, which that's what the bees would use for the winter. Person who purchases the rights to the chalas of somebody else's kaveris menir shtay chalas. The law is he has to leave over two chalas to some other mocham. We assume the owner did not intend to sell those two because he needed those two. So even though they didn't specify the assumption in the law, that's what he meant. Because that was a normal dera. So you see, they would leave two chalas. The Mursa those are muksas ninu. The dvarim is set aside for the bees. So harar harba the dvarim and they threw it back to the honey. Even the honey is not something which is usable. And still we're moving the machzelis to protect them. So you're moving the machzelis to save something which is not movable, which is muksa. So Mara says the chashav alayo mas malachim. He thought about it the day before. He's planning to eat it. So Mara says the Mara goes to the wizard of money. Who is this? The town of the Mishnah. She's rachta. The terutza kishachisha that you felt a need according to him to answer that he had intent. But Tani, at the same time, the Brisa says Dabashen Miskavin Mudra, Kirb Shimon says Dabashen Miskavin is Mudra like Kirb Shimon. So who is the Tana? Kirb Shimon Omar. If Kirb Shimon is one that says it, Lama Lilu Kame Bishachisha, why do you think the case was Kishim? Now, The truth is, even according to Shimon, a person would have a specific intent to set it aside. While it's set aside, it's moksa. Rav Shimon's shita is that a person doesn't, is not maksa taito. So it means that if he wants to, on Shabbos, change his mind and decide to use it, he could do so. It doesn't become muksa because of Shabbos, because he has it back of his mind, I might need it for something else. Because man, it's set aside for, he has a specific intent to set aside for something else, mercy later on, Rav Shimon is moida, by the case of the Nair, while it's lit, he can't move it. Because he definitely has mine. Well, while it's lit, I can't move this thing because I might do by moving it, it's oil, it might be mechaba, or it might be mavir. So he's maks a daitoy from it, calls him on its lit, with intention that after it finishes, when it extinguishes, he'll use it. And Yerusha says, that's too late. Once you're maks a daitoy, it's too late. It remains the muksa the whole Shabbos. He says, no. In the back of your mind, you say, well, I want to use it. But meanwhile, he agrees, while it's lit, it's a muksa. So, over here also, while, in other words, he's saying, in case I change my mind, I want to use the chalas for something else, I could do that. Because when he designates it for the bees, it's designated for the bees. That's what you were trying to ask before. Right? So Kireg over here raises a pshat that according to Shimon, the whole concept of a kli can't be nitzel, all the stuff that were nitzel is not true. So you don't need the whole thing about the base, you don't need the base chalas anymore. You're asking a kashan from a brisa, which is going according to Reb Shimon, and Reb Yitzchak, which is going according to Reb Yehuda. So Rashi says it in Beit. So that would solve the problem, you know, in a much easier way than the way Rashi says it over here. Rashi didn't say the case was the Beis Chalas, but you know, even without being Mechishim, it's like your Mechishim. Maybe what Rashi just is saying, just the way Rashi learns over here, just maybe a pshat in Rashi. If the halacha is that at any moment I could be mechashev aleihem to use them, so even according to Bitzel, there's a problem. You can't move a kli for a purpose on which it's muksa, but a muksa which theoretically could become usable at any given moment, maybe you could use a kli for, because it's not really moving it just for muksa. Maybe that's the Rashi means. Shall I send a kamasuro? Shall you send a kul? Don't cover it totally. The nishbrek rafa, you should leave a space. Shirchul lots is that the bees can go out. They shouldn't be trapped. The high kisa with this covering, memela automatically. Even though he has no intent for that purpose, it would be awesome, Mr. Buda says. Rashi Amar Lo'elam, the Ikir Dvash, there is Dvash, Tuva, a lot of Dvash. There's a Kashlecha, Yemusak Shomim. What do you do with the winter time when there's no Dvash? Miktani, but Yemusak Shomim, it doesn't mention Yemusak Shomim. It mentions Yishomim. Okay.
I mean, it's not just Nisan and Tishrei. Right? That would be okay. It would be also okay at all levels. Something.
Yeah, for sure. The same as the language of the Brisa discusses Chama, because of Chama and Shaman, because Shaman, there are months, at least definitely there are times where there's Shaman where there's still honey.
Right. You know, he's just ruling out the pure Shaman.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Amalul Rav Sheshes. So now, the Rav Sheshes, after we finish all these questions of Rav Yitzchak, we answer the questions of Rav Yitzchak, so Rav Sheshes is now weighing in on what he holds of Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak was an Amara, so it wasn't a Tana. Amalul Rav Sheshes, obviously from all the prices you're asking, we see that he was an Amara. So Rav Sheshes, who was also an Amara, has the right to argue. So Amalul Rav Sheshes said to the Talmidim, who could go out to Amalul Rav Yitzchak? Go to Rav Yitzchak, I guess. Reb Yitzchok was not nearby. He says, go over and tell Reb Yitzchok. That back in Bavel, Reb Shuda Shesha was in Bavel, and apparently Reb Yitzchok was in Eretz Yisrael. So when you're on your way to Eretz Yisrael, you tell Midim, you can tell them that back here in Bavel, and in Bavel, Reb Huna already addressed this idea whether there's a lacha of Ein Klidit Nitzel, etc. of a Nitzel. So he already addressed that issue. What did he say? Dam Reb Huna, Oysen Mechitza the Meis Bishol Chai, Ben Oysen Mechitza the Meis Bishol Meis. So you can make a mechitza over the mace to some way benefit the chai, but you cannot make a mechitza over the mace. And we're going to say what the case is in a second, for the purpose of the mace alone. So you see, a kli cannot be nitl. Now, the idea of making a mechitza has to be done in a way which is mutter and Shabbos to make a mechitza, but whatever the case is, we'll see the case is in a second. It's you're not allowed to do it. The tzarach davar shen nitzel. Okay. So this idea that Reb Yitzchok, that you're saying that you Reb Yitzchok said that you cannot move a kli al the tzarach davar nitzel seems to be that Reb Huna already said this. Reb Huna already said this idea. Mahi, what's the story of that the Reb Huna said? Zamar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Chentana Shila Mori. They both said, "Meis Hamuta Bechama." So, but one thing Rabbi Yitzchok said is if the chai will get a benefit out of it, that's called you're doing it with tzarach chai, even though you're covering the meis, but with the tzarach chai, that's mutter. So that would answer some of the questions. If the chai is getting, it's not solely for the purpose of the davar nitzel, but the chai is getting a benefit, that will be mut. Mahi, davar Shmuel bar Yehuda, chentana shila mori, meis hamutal bechama. You have the son which is, excuse me, you have the mace which is, you know, a person was nifter, so the loch is his mok, so he can't move it. So now the son starts coming, beating down on the person. And so it's starting to be, we're concerned that the mace will start to decompose. And that's not the cover of the mace. So what do? So two people come and they sit on two sides of the mace. So first thing which happens is they sit down on the ground. So it's warm ground, so it's hot. Oh, it's hot water, it's hot ground. So Zeb maybe mita v'yeshem b'lezi. He brings a mita, a bed to sit on. They shouldn't have to sit on the hot ground. Zeb maybe mita v'yeshem b'lezi. This one brings a bed to sit on. A bed and he sits on it. Chamim l'mal. Meanwhile, the sun is beating down and it's getting hot on top. So they want to cover themselves. So what do they do now? So mevi and machzelis, a person alone. You bring a machzelis, you spread it out over the two of them. So that's not an oil, there's no oil involved with what they're doing. They're pretty much keeping it right above them. So that's an oil arroy that has no mechitzas to it. It's not made, you know, so that's going to be mutter. So now what do you do? Oil arroy is a problem when it has support. Right now, it doesn't have it. You have the person just holding it. It's not a problem. We'll have later on. You know, we talk about umbrellas. Kuflam has, I think it is, that if it has to have something which is like holding it up to be, so the umbrella has a support. You know, it has its own internal support. If it's totally flimsy, it's not a problem. Over here, it's being held up by the person. Otherwise, it would totally collapse. So that's I think that seems to be mutter. Then, what do you do? Then this person gets up and with the marcellus in the air, he flips the bed up, supports the marcellus. It puts it on the side so the bed stands up. And it's
holding the mat with one hand.
Right. He turns it. And then the Zezokim tells him, and now you have your protection for the mace. You have this marcellus over the so you did it in the backwards order. So Chazal Ramatza do it in the backwards order. So you made a mechitza backwards. You put the thing on top and then you put the walls under it. So it was Bishvil HaMeis, but it was Bishvil HaChai. In other words, in the prices, or Rav Sheshes, Rav Huna is saying that you're allowed to. You're not mechiv to stay there anymore to be sheminiker with the tzarachai. Now it's mutter. Okay, so this halacha that you said of clean nittel and tzarachai nittel, but there is a way that it would be nittel if there's an element of a tzarachai together with it also. So Rashi, meisa mutter b'chama, no l'shmaite. Then clean nittel eladover nittel. This shita that you said, that you can't move a kli only for purpose of tavar nittel. Rav Huna already said that, and he also clarified it. Meisam uta bechama v'yesh lachu shema yamara lahasriach. We're concerned that the sun will hasten the decomposition of the body. V'yesh mitziroi. They said that al gabi karka on the ground. Kadesh yitzar rumi chema karka. This way they will be discomfort. Be uncomfortable in the heat of the ground. Yisarchal havi mitas, they'll bring mitas. Lei shevelei, to sit on them. When mitas yul mechitza, kin v'sayim v'alzal. Eventually you use the mechitzas, the mitas, as the walls. Tamahim l'mato. Min hakarka, she roschu hakama, they got hot from the sun, the sun heated the earth, which is heated by the sun, so they put a mita there. Persian and Russian sun, they make something as mechitza for its sale. Says okay, mitasa shatei machzelus munachas alel. He turns the bed up with the machzelus now being supported by the bed. Mechain said, "Nim says mechitza suya me'alel." The mechitza is done automatically by itself. Chesheyirtzu nishmotim b'holchin lehem. If they want, they can leave. They have to bring the beds first. Afterwards, they have to bring the machzelus, which they hold by hand. Which they're going to spread off itself. Versus then they hold it in their hands. For a while. That they put the beds up and they leave. The Havalei Kehuda Minan, this works like the day we have in the South of Zervin. Haimadursa, which I think we had in the Bay also, if you're making a fire in Yom Tov, so you're making the, preparing the woods, you're setting it up, it's called a Madura, a bonfire. Milamal Lamata Shori, from above to below, you can hold a piece of wood in place and put another piece of wood below it, but you can't build it up from the bottom because it's a form of binyan. So from the bottom up is also. So here also, avosiyeh mekar mitas the tzarech oil loy to have him lamata lamala. So Rashi's adding a kenech. Were not for the heat, bringing the beds first would be a problem. because you're moving the then you're bringing the beds, even though you didn't flip them up, it's also called you're getting ready, you're building from above to below, from below to above. Kederach binyan. If you bring it for the purpose of binyan, even though you didn't turn them up, it doesn't help me. You brought them first, it's a problem. So, but if you bring, because it's hot, and you want to send it, so that's called, it's brought for a different purpose, and then it's, that's mud. You can't make an oil aroy. Petchila means the first time it's there on Shabbos. But milamata lamala, milamala lamata is mutter. Itmar. Mace, hamutta bechama. You have a mace in the chama, what do you do? Repeat a mashmol. So it's start to decompose. Chas v'shalom. So what do you do? So it's not covered in mace. So what you can do is you can't be metatal directly because it's muksa, but you can tilt from one bed to another, put another bed next to it, and then keep doing that till you get it to the place where it's out of the sun. It's in the shade. You put something together with it, which is not muksa, and then you're being metaltal. So we call it on the bed, on the mita. So it's called you're being metaltal the bread, and together with the bread came the mace. So it's called tiltum in itzah. Tiltum in itzah would be if you have two things on it, and you're moving it for the purpose of the heter, and the ish is coming along with it, that's called tiltum in itzah. So that's mut. If you have an option of kikar tinnik, Shmuel also agreed to that mut's mutter. The last thing, where is the machlokes? When if you don't have a kikar tinnik, so what do you do? So the Marasar b'tiltum in etzad shmei tiltum. So Rav says it's a problem of tiltum in etzad. There's no etzah. So he's saying the only etzah is a kikar tinnik. If you have a kikar tinnik, you got a problem. Shmuel says no, you have an etzah rolling from one to the next, and that's also a form of tiltum in etzad. You're moving it, but not directly. Okay, we'll hold it here. Now we'll be able to.